time to have a look at some of the things that we've discovered over time in the world of science. We do that with our Professor of Science from the University of Newcastle, John O'Connor, who is on babysitting duty today. Mate, so you're on location, but thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us, mate. As always, do appreciate that. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Mark?
I'm not too bad, actually. Now, this one is kind of timely that we're looking at today, because today actually is V-Day, the day that was known as Victory in the Pacific Day, World War II. About a month before that, though, the world's first nuclear bomb test took place with the US Army. And there were some, well, let's just say that there were some things that came out of that, other than the obvious, that they weren't aware of. So a massive device that was originally known as the Gadget, equivalent of 21 kilotons of TNT. So, I mean, that's a massive thing to put over an area. They possibly couldn't have known all of the things that may have resulted in that, John, before they hit that button on the first one.
It was a tremendous explosion, you know, 20 kilotons. In fact, it was called the Trinity bomb nuclear bomb test, and I mentioned that for a reason, because many years later they started looking at what happened, what was under the test site, because, you know, what was under the test site was exposed to enormous temperatures and pressures and so forth, and they found a glass-like material called Trinitite, and it got its name from Trinity, which was the name of the bomb test. But fully understanding what that new material was took some years, and in fact it comes about because of a problem which is quite mundane. If you were going to try and tile your bathroom, then there are only certain tiles that work. You know, square tiles work and hexagonal tiles work, but circular ones don't, because there are gaps between them. So if you wanted to cover the whole floor, there are only certain shapes that would actually do that job. And the thing that wouldn't do the job is pentagons, five-sided tiles, because it doesn't matter how you lay five-sided tiles, they just don't fill the space. And so for a long time it was thought that you couldn't have five-sided tiling until Penrose, the famous theoretical physicist, came up with a model. And later on in the 1980s, a man called Scheckman discovered a material which actually had this strange, really weird sort of tiling. It's not just pentagons, but it broke the rules. It was the impossible tiling. It was tiling with five-sided figures. And so that crystal made up of these tiles were known as quasi-crystals. They're not white crystals, but they certainly had a lot of the best properties. In fact, Scheckman ended up getting the Nobel Prize for it in 2011. It was such a new material.
So was it really, if we sort of go back to that test site for a minute, the force of that massive amount of energy just radiating over that area just sort of forced the creation of this particular substance?
What they worked out initially was that the only way these things sort of occur naturally were under areas of intense temperature and pressure with the right collection of elements. And part of this was, in the case of the bomb site, there was some of the electrical wires, the copper wires they used. Part of that copper got included. These alloys are usually involve three elements, things like aluminium, nickel, and iron, or sometimes they're involved two. But until Scheckman made his discovery, it was discovered that it required a meteorite impact or it required an atomic bomb. Since then, they've worked out you can do it in far less dramatic circumstances, and it's proved to have some really useful properties. It has very low friction, so it would be great for any surface requiring low friction or non-stick. In fact, one of its first applications was a coating for frying pans, but later on it went on to develop applications in terms of heat insulation, LEDs, diesel engines, and also as applications in artificial limbs, because it's very biocompatible, very low friction. So this thing, which was thought to be impossible, became discovered by chance from a meteorite and from an atomic bomb, but now has evolved into something which can be used in quite a wide range of applications.
John, as we learn every couple of weeks, there is no such thing as impossible. It's just the impossible is next week's segment.
We haven't discovered it yet. That's what impossible is.
All right, mate. You enjoy the rest of your time there, and we'll catch up with you back in here in a fortnight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.